The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down.
Yeah.
Well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer. Yeah, the Wanderer. I roam around, around, around.
Keep it going, Al. It's Friday, baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's Flo on my left arm, and there's Mary on my right. And Janie is the girl, well, that I'll be with tonight. And when she asks me, when I love the best, I tear over my shirt and I show a rosy on my chest, cause I'm a wanderer. Yeah, a wanderer. I roam around, 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 around.
That's from the Bronx, the best of the Bronx.
Oh,
right,
well,
there, Dion. I tell you what a great song. Still a great song. We want to put that under the Joe Biden wandering around. I want to put that underneath. Will you do that for me, Joe Sebilia? I'm sorry. I don't mean to make a joke of it, but Joe Biden was yesterday. He was doing a speech. He wandered off, and we posted it. I don't mean to be mean, okay? It's just I just have to observe it as president, as he's president of the United States. So he's wandering around, and he goes over to one nurse there, and then you see Dr. Fauci in the background, and he talks to Dr. Fauci, and he wanders over. And then it's Kamala who says to Joe Biden, mask. Oh, my mask. I have to get the mask. And then he does those short little steps, like those Tim Conway steps, you know, back to the podium to get his mask. And then we hear overnight Syria was bombed by the government. Does Joe Biden know that he did it? Oh, gosh almighty. And again,
he told the White House staff he wanted cereal. Not Syria. They thought he said, oh, bomb them? All right. How are my Rice Krispies?
Where's my cereal? Okay, yeah. We'll bomb cereal. No problem. You know, because they got so many hawks waiting around to start a war down there. They can't wait to get back into it.
There's like a whole room of people who are hanging on, like funny, ready to go. Like it's and
you
it's
know,
led by Kamala.
We've written about an hour of comedy material the last hour of the show. Just
and nobody will. You're Saturday Night Live.
No one will do it. Yeah. They won't touch it. Oh, yeah. My gosh. They got to do it, man. It's too. You know what? Respectfully, they spent a... People make careers on making fun of Donald Trump. The least they could try a little bit here. Am I right or wrong?
No.
Right or wrong. Oh, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Let me guess. Hold on. Let me get into my mode this morning. Into my Kreskin mode, I think.
You're wrong.
Ooh.
I think. Hold on. Ooh. Let me see. Ah, it's Judy calling on the phone. I could tell. Judy. Is that you, Judy?
added to all your talents, you're psychic as well. I mean, this is too much. You're too talented. Maybe they can hire in the White House.
I will guess
Joe.
Your name. Yes, dear. Joe, what do you think
Joe,
of
yeah.
Jude?
Joe,
yes,
listen.
Go.
Listen. Okay. Listen. I got triggered. Listen up.
Uh-oh.
Listen up.
Okay.
You are not wacky. You are not wacky. You are wonderful. Got it?
Oh,
you're wonderful.
Thank you.
You have suspicions based on facts. And guess what, Joe? You speak what we think. Trust me, okay? And we love you. And this is a support call. And I'm insulted from anyone that starts up with you because you're the best. And don't even go there. We love you, all of us. Okay?
I love you. I love you too, Judy. Thank you. You're very, very sweet. Thank you. Because you do. Sometimes, Judy, thank you. Thank you. That was holding Judy on the phone. And
all right.
Let me just open my open my envelope. It is Judy. But Judy, thank you, because sometimes I hesitate to say things. I don't want to be mean. I just don't want to. You know what? I have no hate in my heart. I know what's going on. But you know what? Also, there's so many things that I do want to say and I don't say, because you got to watch it. And
say
it was the no. You can't. You can't say, because when I go on a rant and I talk about it, it's like you can't say that, because what's that guy's name? Joe, did you find that guy's? Did you find that guy's name that was on Tiger? Dorfman. Look up Jim Dorfman. Was that his name? If I remember,
it wasn't
this,
Jim Dorfman. I've been trying to find it. There's a lot of Dorfmans, apparently, but Jim isn't one of them.
Is there a YouTube disc jockey named Dorfman by chance?
Well, there was a mafioso named Alan Dorfman with the team stage, but it's not.
No. Wait a minute. There was not a mafia guy named Alan Dorfman.
Yeah, there was at the Teamsters.
And he looked like Jim Conway?
Andy King played him in Casino, or the character based
on
him.
Oh, all right.
Thank you.
Alan King.
Thank you for that information.
Wow. You're very accurate today.
So there was a guy that was on Tucker, and I'd like to give credit where it's due, because I hate when people just take in material and stuff like that. And he called the Ministry of Truth. That's the way he referred to Washington, which was a reference to the Third Reich. It's like the Ministry of Truth. It's like Stalin-esque. What's happening? I want to talk about the election. Maybe not. I want to talk about this. I'm hanging out with people who are with me and who actually spend millions of dollars on the show, and if they don't agree with the Ministry of Truth, according to this guy on YouTube, the Ministry of Truth, they just want to shut you down. You can't say anything. What in the name of God is going on? And on the radio, you got to be careful, because they're going to take the microphone next. You know they're after us next. They'll go after Salem Media. They'll go after Fox. They'll go after One America News and Newsmax, for crying out loud. We can't say anything. Oh, and then you hear Newsmax talking about it. It's true that there's a couple congresspeople trying to take them off the air, trying to take off like what I would call objective news outlets. And it's happening in the United States of America in 2021. And what fires me up is all the people that really would be incensed about that were the hippies in the 60s. I remember they wanted free speech. We should burn the flag. We should do what we want. If we hate them, we should talk and say exactly what we want. It's all about free speech. We have the right to do it. Now those hippies, I'm telling you, they're in charge, and they're being like Stalin-esque and Karl Marx and shutting everybody down. If you disagree, how in the name of God did we get here? And you and me, who believe in America, who believe in free speech, and you know, and who dare to say one nation under God. Did I actually say that? You can't say that now. Remember the Democratic Convention? They wouldn't even say in the Pledge of Allegiance use the word God. I mean, really? That's where we are? How did we get here? And then if I go any further than what I'm saying now, I'm telling you, I'm going to hear about it. I'm going to hear about it.
Hey, Joe, you think the government called up Hasbro and said, you have to make Mr. Potato Head gender neutral? Could you imagine that one?
That's the sketch. That's the sketch on SNL. How do you go? There's people in there doing Mr. Potato Head, and somebody makes a call from the Ministry of Truth, whatever they're calling it, calls and says, you have to be gender neutral. This is true.
If that potato isn't an it by Saturday, that's
exactly.
It. You're fired.
Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head are gender neutral. Now, what happened, you can still get the things that you can make Mrs. Potato Head and Mr. Potato Head within the box. Outside the box, it's gender neutral. I promise you, that's what they're thinking about. This is what you voted for when you voted for Joe Biden.
What parent is shopping? First of all, there isn't even a toy store anymore, right?
No.
The Toys R Us is gone.
They sell them at drugstores.
All right, but you go to all right, whatever. But I'm just saying. Oh, look, it's the gender neutral potato head. I mean, really? You're buying a toy for a child. They're not suddenly going to go. I can't wait to hear the person now. There's going to be some, on the next Lifetime, you know, whatever story or Hallmark, whatever. You know, he thought he was a boy, but he was really a girl. But then he looked at Mr. Potato Head, and suddenly he became gender neutral. Stop already.
I know. And there's so much to worry about. For goodness, can I get my vaccine? For God's sake, can I get my vaccine? Governor Murphy, can you just get the vaccine? Can you just do it for me now?
FDA approval today for Johnson & Johnson. That's a game changer.
That means a lot more vaccines.
That's
a New Jersey company, so New Jersey people should get it first, I think.
But what I'm saying is that more people will they'll have more vaccine available right away. They're saying by the end of March or the end of April, they'll have millions of doses ready to go. That's a game changer. That actually helps, you know, not only the state of New Jersey, but the rest of the country. So that's
a good
thing.
Give it to doctors. Give it to the
Well, that's the plan
the
here,
problem?
Joe. That's the plan here. If the approval comes through today, which it looks like it's going to today or tomorrow, these vaccines will be earmarked for doctors because it doesn't have to be stored at ultra-cold temperatures, which means doctors' offices will be able to keep it, you know, at a cold temperature.
Pfizer says now all of a sudden they go, well, it doesn't really have to be a sub-zero temperature. Like all of a sudden they just kind of changed it. They just changed it. There's so much going on. I can't trust, I'm telling you.
That's not really a surprise. As we continue moving on here with all of these vaccines, you're going to have more tests being done and saying, okay, it's stable in this temperature, it's stable in that. How about the people that went out to Jones Beach 2 weeks ago to get vaccinated? And by the way, they didn't have it stored properly. So the injections that they got, they had to go back.
Exactly.
So that's a bit. But again, if it now can be stored in, you know, warmer temperatures, I guess that's the phrase you want to use. That's a good thing. That means they can get more of it out there and get it to more people.
Pfizer looking to add a third vaccine dose. Come on. They're ad-libbing this along the way. They're making this up along the way.
Yeah, but you're still going to get it, right?
They're looking at their stock market and they're going like that. I think I'll wait for the. You can't ask. And matter of fact, Nina Ratcliffe is going to join us momentarily. You can't ask. I'd like that Moderna one. Can you have the Johnson & Johnson, please?
You can't request.
It's not like a menu. It's not a menu when you go in. And by the way, I have to tell you, I don't want to say anything, but I hope. Listen. So my mother. I tell you, somebody called on behalf of my mother and they said, we'd like to get Mrs. Piscopo in. So they thought immediately it was me calling. I did not call because my mother gave me strict direct orders not to get any special treatment, which I would have actually asked for my mom. Guilty as charged. I would have said, hey, can you? Mom said, don't you dare, Joseph, like that. I listened to my mother. She is the leader. She's my hero. So I said, okay, fine. I won't do anything. Someone else called. A neighbor called. So they got the call. Now I got the call back. You know, I told you this the other day. And somebody who was an official in New Jersey said, all right, Joe, we'll give your mother the vaccine, but you owe us a big favor. I swear to you, it's the way it works in Jersey. There's nothing for nothing. You know that expression?
It originated
in New Jersey.
Gotta let me know where you're performing.
Bayonne, the Elks Lodge. The
nice.
Elks Lodge. I'll be doing for something for this a county official. I'll be singing Fly Me to the Moon with a soundtrack. No, we can't afford the banjo. Could you get up and just do Sinatra? Great. Okay, thank you. So, but happy to do it, by the way, because my mother got the vaccine, but my brother Richie said they were in like the enclosed quarters. They were like 30 people at a time, all together, no ventilation. What in the name of God is going on in New Jersey and New York? Get it together. You just get it together. Just the governors and all of the hierarchy of the state should step aside. Hand it off to the medical community. Just let let all these big Atlantic Healthcare, Barnabas, get Trinitas. Give it to Trinitas. They'll know how to do it. They'll do it right. The state knows, have no idea what they're doing. Oh, it's embarrassing. I swear to goodness. And those poor people giving out the shots, God bless them for working like that. I've never seen such mismanagement. And how did Israel do it? How did Israel do it? And Joe Biden's on 2 hours with President Xi. And President, I don't know if Xi's barking orders, you know, what he's got to do. You got to do this. You got to do that. Whatever happened. But he won't call Israel. He won't call Bibi Netanyahu and say, Bibi, how did you get that vaccine? I know it's a much lesser population than we have. But for goodness sake, they got it out to the people. Let's get it out to the people. Oh, my Lord. Maybe we could use these robotic dogs at the NYPD.
Oh,
use.
Please.
They could give shots. Maybe
R2.
They can give shots. At
R2.
There.
Huh? Yeah.
But think about it. You don't have to worry about drinking loudly accidents. In the morning when you're trying to do the radio show. And
yeah, it's so true. Even last night, I was sort of acting up. I guess he's acting up, and I'm thinking, I know. I'm saying,
did you shush him again?
No, I did. I shushed him. I said, shh, shh. That sound. You see, dogs understand that. They actually understand hand signals. So I put my palm up like that. He knows to chill. So he chills like that. So
ASL.
And he's good. And he's been good, but the robotic dog is great. You don't have to come home to a mess. I like that. That's not so bad.
But I'm scared of dogs already. The last thing I need is a robot dog chasing me. What if it chases the mailman down the street? You know what I mean? These are important questions.
I thought of a hysterical, horrible thought.
Come on.
No, what if the robotic dog attacks your leg and then you get, it's going to happen. It's going to be.
Wow.
Then you're absolutely asking for trouble.
Comes in with one leg.
Got to tag my dog limping in.
Long so John
we
got, Silver.
This is from my priest. Donald Trump speaking in Orlando on Sunday. He should have a picture of the fence around the Capitol with the razor wire, and he should say the words, "Mr. Biden, tear down this wall." Oh, that's great. That comes from my father, Mike. That's from Father Mike. Not a great idea, Debbie. How great would that be? You know, I'm gonna have to get that to the right folks to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, great idea. 20 after 8 o'clock, Nina Radcliffe is going to explain all this confusion about the vaccines. Dr. Nina will break it all down for us. Darren Porcher is with us as well. Debbie Duhame's looking out for you all morning long, checking out the... You like that little picture I took in the sky. Wasn't that wild? That's kind of scary. It was like, wow.
In a good
way. It was kind of... The big cross. It looked like there was a big crucifix in the sky last night with the moon.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. That was beautiful.
Praise Jesus. Christ, Jesus.
Yeah, getting some blessings
that was
there,
for you.
Joe.
That was for Al Gatula.
Al Gatula.
Jesus is in the sky. Al Gatula.
Sorry, evil is in my soul right now.
Al didn't see the sky. You did. So you're getting your blessings,
look.
Joe.
No, Al said, down. Please, I told you, I'm blinding. You're blinding me.
Well, no, hell's down below. So, you know.
You said the power of Christ compels you, Al Gatula. Hey, Joe on the radio, Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening out here on the island. Over on the Southern State Parkway, westbound at 109, some emergency activity going on, so definitely steer clear of that this morning. We're seeing delays right now with New Jersey Transit on all trains into and out of New York's Penn Station with switching problems over in Secaucus. Alternate side parking rules suspended, metered parking rules in effect. The westbound BQE is subject to closure heading down toward Queens Boulevard. It's all due to an accident and a car fire in the same area. The Van Wyck southbound by Atlantic Avenue is stalled. Vehicle Myrtle Ave getting into Woodhaven Boulevard. Looks like you still have police department activity. Expect delays on 287 South into exit 36 in Morristown. A collision taking a couple of lanes there. 18 southbound the ramp into George Street in New Brunswick. Watch for icing on the ramp. Partly cloudy today, high in the mid-40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer. Ever wonder what happens behind all those closed doors in Washington and New York City that affect your life? Well, we did too. So we went out and looked for the all-knowing Cat, John Catsimatidis, the living legend, business billionaire, and politician, to tell us what's real and what's fake. Tune in Wednesday for the Catman. Catch him if you can on AM 970, The Answer. Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join us for the Safe Money Radio Show, Saturday afternoon at 3. You can also call now for your complimentary customized Safe Money Information Kit and 115-page Safe Money Book at 844-751-SAFE. That's 844-751-SAFE. 844-751-7233. The Safe Money Radio Show, Sunday afternoon at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Ben Shapiro sees the left trying to regulate speech.
There's a lot of stuff in the public discourse that is chaff, and then there is some that is wheat, and it is your job to distinguish between the two. But the authoritarian left believes it is their job to distinguish for you and then use their power to cram down in censorious fashion exactly what they like. The censorship that the Democrats are now pushing, this is authoritarian stuff, and it can come with a happy face. The happy face, it does not mean that these people are in favor of liberty. They absolutely are not.
Weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970. The Answer. Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, Dr. Nina, standing by, Dr. Nina Radcliffe. I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan because you need a will. Oh, yes, you do. You need a trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will. Remember I told you about that, all that I went through in the divorce situations that I have had? Yes, that was plural, divorce situations. But you know what? You know what? I got Mike Connors to watch my back. I tell you, I got Mike Connors to keep me away from, you know, God forbid something happens. I want to protect my financial legacy for my children, you know. And Mike Connors came up with a whole estate plan that keeps the government's going to be there. Everybody's going to be nipping at you. You know that, you know. And the Mama Lukes are going to be, I'm telling you, I know about the Mama Lukes. They'll be right there. Mike could protect you from it all. And it was a couple of phone calls, really, literally a couple of phone calls. And then I went to Brooklyn. I went to Brooklyn and sat with Mike because and I've had dinner with Beth and Mike. Great people, the Connors are. And but, you know, and now with this pandemic, all you got to do is call, if I may, 718-238-6500, and you get a free comprehensive telephone consultation to see how Mike can help you protect your family. You know what? Your assets. You know what? Your legacy, please. Have all your questions answered from the security of your own home. You know, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. Mike says that every single day. So please call Connors and Sullivan today to schedule a free telephone consultation with Mike himself. He is the man. He really is. If he could help me, trust me. If he could help me with all that I got going on in my life, think what he could do for you. 718-238-6500. Thank you, Mr. Connors. 718-238-6500. Or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Charlie Kirk at 12, Dennis Prager at 1. Weekday afternoons on AM 970. The Answer.
Dr. Nina Radcliffe is a practicing physician, health advocate, syndicated columnist. You see her on TV all the time. And kind enough to join us. She's a longtime friend. Nina, welcome back to the show. Doctor, always awesome to have you with us. You know that.
It's wonderful talking to you and happy Friday.
How are you, Nina? All good? You're always doing things. You are like paddle boarding. You are surfing. You are fishing. You have your children. Your daughter is there. You're with your family. I don't know how you do it all. How do you have time to do it all? And then you're in the OR. And for those of you who aren't medical savvy like I am with Nina, that's the operating room. But really, you know, are you on your way to the operating room now, Nina, if we may ask?
No, I'm off today.
Oh, yay. Yay. Well, you deserve it. You deserve it. Hey, Anina, so all good in your life, though. You look like you're having a great time, if I may.
Well, thank you. You know what? It's work-life balance. You know, this year we've been called to task to be on the front lines, and we've seen things that I never wish I'd ever seen. But it's so important for me to dig deeper into my faith and rely on God right now and to make sure I also take care of myself because I'm no good to anyone else. If I can't take care of myself, it's kind of like when you're on the airplane and they say if the oxygen pressure drops, to put the mask on yourself first, even before your loved ones or your children, because if you're not there, you can't give them anything else. And so I know my sleep is important, what I eat, what I consume, you know, making sure I stay physically active, having me time and downtime. It's so important to make sure I'm at my peak function.
Yeah, and for you, someone as busy as you are, Nina, those are very, very telling words, and we appreciate that. Hey, Nina, what's going on with the vaccine? I mean, I can't get the vaccine. I haven't gotten. I did all the things I'm supposed to do in the state of New Jersey. Johnson & Johnson, will that be approved today? Is that what we're hearing, Nina Radcliffe?
Possibly. The recommendation is that it is generally safe and it's effective. And so today or maybe this weekend, the FDA will make the final decision whether it will provide emergency use authorization. And if they do, as early as next week, there will be 4 million doses available. And by the end of March 31st, there will be another 20 million. So that means 24 million people can be vaccinated. Now, the interesting thing about Johnson & Johnson is it's one dose. And it also doesn't need to be refrigerated the same way that the Pfizer or the Moderna does. So it is, it takes away some of the challenges that we saw. But we aren't there yet, and hopefully that will be the case. And anytime there's another vaccine or another treatment modality against this awful virus, it's reason to be excited. And I'm optimistically excited about this because what we've seen is that we've seen decreases in hospitalizations. And we're seeing decreases in number of cases in nursing homes and deaths. And that's something to be excited about. You know, we've been on the front lines, many of us. And the things, again, that we see, holding a patient's hand when they're dying because their family member cannot be there. Or having a Zoom so that their family member can watch somebody. That you can't really even describe that.
Yeah.
You can't describe that. So when I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but Anita, I can't. I was going to ask you like personal stories, you know, just to send it home. But you do it every day and you see people who can't talk to their loved ones and they're passing away. And then you're right there. You're there right there next to them. I mean, I can't. And yet you still keep a positive attitude. But you're seeing. And you're seeing a change in that, though, because of the vaccine, you're saying, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a vaccine, but it's also people are understanding wear face masks, stay socially distant, avoid large gatherings. So it's a combination of the two. We've had over 15 million people fully vaccinated. That means they're 94% effective against not getting sick with COVID-19. It's almost 100% effective against preventing you from dying. That's important. So we are getting closer and closer towards herd immunity. What that number is exactly, we don't know. But the more people who are vaccinated, the less likely COVID can find a body to replicate and continue transmission on. And that's very important. So I'm very hopeful because, you know, people say, hey, it's a 1%, it's a 2% mortality. But those are about 500,000 people who've died. And guess what? Those 500,000 people are somebody's loved ones, their mothers, their fathers, their sisters, their husbands, their wives. So we have to put that personal, you know, touch to that, that this is somebody who is passing away. And there's over 100,000 people in hospital beds at any given time. And we're seeing those numbers decrease. So that is cause to be excited, but we have to be cautious, not let up our guard that, hey, we're out of the woods. We're moving that direction, and we have to continue with what we're doing.
Dr. Nina Radcliffe, kind enough to join us. Nina, so when all these vaccines come in, I mean, and it's going to be more available, tell us that it's going to the doctors now. Because what my doctor calls me, my GP, he's a good guy, and he goes, I said, Doc, you got the vaccine? He goes, he's dying. He's so frustrated that he can't get the vaccine. Once Johnson & Johnson comes on board, sooner than later, will it go to folks like yourself, the practicing physicians, not just government, you know, these sites that we have to go to, Nina?
Right. And the problem right now is supply versus demand. And every week, Moderna and Pfizer are shipping out vaccines to people. I mean, there are 3 million people who are getting vaccinated in every given day. So we are boosting production. And we said that this is going to take time. It wasn't going to happen overnight. We're hoping that in April, it'll be open enrollment, open season, where anybody who wants a vaccine can start qualifying to be on a wait list for it. Doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight. We will get there. So we have to be patient. Again, we wanted to vaccinate healthcare workers and those in nursing homes. We wanted to vaccinate healthcare workers because they take care of people who are sick. We wanted to vaccinate the people in nursing homes because they have the highest likelihood of dying. And then the other risk groups, you know, whether it's older in age or certain medical conditions. So those are the priority. And it's a difficult choice because, again, the supply is not where the demand is. But we will get there. And until then, we need to continue wearing our face masks, staying socially distant, avoiding large gatherings, staying home if you're sick, and getting tested if you think you've been exposed to somebody or having symptoms of COVID.
Yeah. Hey, Nina, I got to lean on this, too. So I have the antibodies, you know. So how long do the antibodies last? And is there a level of antibodies that are better than not? You know what I mean? Do I go in and get a higher level? I mean, I guess I should go in and get tested again to find those things out?
Well, these are answers we just don't have. We do know that there have been cases of people getting reinfected after having COVID. So, yes, we have antibodies that are protective. But are these antibodies protective against reinfection, new variants? We just don't know. And that's what the vaccine is there for. So if you have had COVID-19 and you can get the vaccine, you should do it at least 90 days after. We want to get a high enough level of antibodies to that spike protein. And remember, even next year, we may have to get a booster shot to the new variant. So time will tell.
Wow. Time will Nina, tell. Well, no, go ahead, please.
Well, this is the thing. People are getting concerned. Oh, my gosh, why am I getting this vaccine now if I have to get a booster and have to do this every single year?
Right, we have
to, again, remember the 4,000 people dying a day, the 100,000 people in hospital beds. It's essentially a guarantee you will not get severe sickness where you end up in a hospital or die. And we have to stop the transmission. And the more people who get vaccinated now, the less mutations and variants we're going to see down the road. And we can really stop this transmission. It may become like the flu shot where you get it every single year. But the goal is not necessarily to eradicate COVID-19, but to bring it to a manageable level where people aren't dying the way that they are, that they aren't ending up in the hospitals and filling up hospital beds. And we have to stop elective surgeries. That's very important. We want to be able to go in and see our doctors. We want to be able to get back into concerts, rip off those face masks, visit those loved ones. And that's what we have to keep in mind. But we have to keep that in mind, the big picture. That's what's in mind. Not, oh, I might have to get this again next year. And I don't want that to be a you know, a deterrent to people.
No, a lot of people are like,
oh, my gosh, throwing their hands up in exasperation. That's really not what I want to see in, or other medical health care providers.
Nina, you're the best. We love you, Nina. Appreciate it so much you taking the time with
us.
I can't wait to see you down there. And we're going to come down to Atlantic City when we get away. We can break out of this thing sooner than later. Dr. Nina Radcliffe, thank you, Nina. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Talk soon. All right, love you.
You have such a comforting tone. Dr. Nina Radcliffe. Okay, I'll go. Okay, calm me down. See, I'll calm me down. Nina, calm me down. I'll go get my vaccine. I'll stop complaining that I don't have my vaccine.
Nice.
See, very nice, very comforting. I'll be able to do it. I still don't know where I'll get it, but soon enough. Johnson & Johnson comes out today? Is that right? You're telling me.
Well,
right?
They may get the emergency authorization use today from the FDA. If they do that, then they'll have vaccine doses ready to go in the next week or two. And again, you know, the more vaccine doses that we can get out there, the better for everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Daddy. I appreciate it very much. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Joe on the radio. It's 8:35. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Darren Porcher as well. Your phone calls if you want at 877-970-2999. Can I grab a quick one out before you break? Is that okay? I ask Gal because I don't want to mess
up. Well, we can do it after the break. We'll have plenty of time.
Okay, what if I want to do it now?
I prefer you do it after the break because we have a couple of live reads.
Bartleby?
And news and
I prefer not to. I prefer not to. You're Bartleby, right? Yeah. That's a little reference. Hey, Joe on the radio, we will break for Al then. Al says it. Al makes it so. 8:35. Al's got the news on AM 970. The Answer. Take it away, Big Al.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
36 degrees at 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bahala is asking city residents to forego their spring break vacations and stay close to home to keep the COVID numbers down in the Miles Square City. Health officials say people who have been heading to Florida, Mexico, and ski resorts up north are bringing back the virus with them. Contract tracers in the city say 20% of the new COVID cases can be tied to people who have traveled out of state. Bahala says he can't enforce a travel ban, but he says he hopes city residents will stay in state during the upcoming holidays. And a New Jersey judge is considering whether or not to allow a taped confession in the trial of a teenager accused of murdering his family. The incident happened on New Year's Eve inside the family's Long Branch home, minutes before the calendar turned to 2018. Then 16-year-old Scott Kologi allegedly gunned down his mom, father, sister, and their grandfather's longtime girlfriend using an AK-47. Prosecutors want the judge to allow the taped confession as evidence, while Kologi's attorneys note their client is on the autism spectrum and shows early signs of schizophrenia, arguing he lacked the mental capacity to waive his rights prior to confessing. In sports, Knicks over the Kings, the Nets beat the Magic, the Islanders crushed the Bruins, and the Devils beat the Sabres in overtime. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Let's go out to the LIE westbound at Motor Parkway. Accident taking a couple of lanes there. Nichols Road northbound getting up toward Church Street in Bayport. Watch out for a car fire with some fire department activity. Traffic slowing down on the eastbound BQE up by Cabman Plaza. Looks like an accident being cleared. And also the westbound BQE is still closed getting down toward Queens Boulevard. It looks like an accident and a car fire in the same area. The Van Wyck South right by Atlantic Avenue. Watch out for a disabled car. Stop and and-go traffic as you head to the Garden State Parkway north up by the Bergen Tolls with a disabled vehicle. 46 eastbound getting out through Mount Olive into Mount Olive Road. That's an accident, and traffic is slowing down for you as you head over to 22 eastbound out through Reddington with an accident being cleared. Some volume as you head to the Hutch southbound slowing down, getting right into 287. Sunny today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Are you hiring? You need Indeed. Indeed immediately delivers quality candidates from our resume database when you upgrade your job post. It's that simple. Receive a $75 sponsored job credit on your first post at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Mm-mm. Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about law enforcement against drugs, something that I've attempted to do for years. I'm so happy that this has come to fruition. It's called Law Enforcement Against Drugs. It's called LEAD. And now we have the 6th annual 21st Century Drug and Violence Prevention Training Conference put on by LEAD, where you have law enforcement, all folks in the law enforcement community. They get together with educators, with community leaders, with families to create programs that deter youth and adults from drug use, from drug-related crimes, bullying and violence, right? They're committed to reinforcing the mutual respect, goodwill, and relations between law enforcement and their communities. It's happening. And Nick DeMauro, my buddy, a former cop, put this all together. And when we go to Atlantic City, we have the best time. You have community leaders, you have educators, you have law enforcement, and it's down at the Hard Rock, and it's the end of April. So, and you could go virtually too, but we will be social distancing, being careful. But right now, we want you to sign up for the 6th annual LEAD conference today. Love to have you there. You know, if you're a sheriff's organization, a PBA organization, come on down. You're a community organization. You're an educator. Come on down. Just go to leaddrugs.org, please. It's LEADRUGS, leaddrugs.org. It's April 25th to 28th. We will be broadcasting live down there on behalf of LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs, and that is on April 26th and 27th from the Hard Rock Hotel right there in Atlantic City, New Jersey, baby. LEADDrugs.org. Sign up for the 6th annual LEAD conference today.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions from California to across the Atlantic in London.
It's actually Gateshead, a little bit away from London. I've been a huge fan of yours for many a year.
Dottie Herman and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call 866-970-9622 with your question Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Fire threatens everything in its path. When it threatens our nation and our communities, we respond. We bring the fight to the front line. The Army National Guard stands ready to face the dangers of Mother Nature and protect our homes and our neighbors. We will always be there when your community needs us the most. Discover more about all the ways you can serve part-time in your community by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you're one of those who often feel tired, fatigued, or stressed, you need Envite Health's Energy HX. This is Jerry Hickey, Chief Scientific Officer, Pharmacist, and Radio Host at Envite Health, here to tell you about Energy HX, formulated with Panax ginseng and ubiquinol, the clinically studied active CoQ10, to reduce feelings of stress and boost your energy. Buy one bottle of Energy HX at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Order now and get free shipping. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with our nutritionist 7 days a week. 800-781-1125. The number for Invite, 800-781-1125. Visit InviteHealth.com for product information for our retail locations or for free nutritional consultations with our degreed health professionals. You can listen to our radio shows and podcast at InviteHealth.com. It's that time of year when stress and fatigue are overwhelming. Trust a brand with evidence-based ingredients from clinical studies offering the highest quality products, Invite Health. Call Invite at 800-781-1125 for Energy HX.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell you about Rhino Shield. You got to get Rhino Shield for your home or your business. It's a ceramic coating. It looks exactly like fresh paint every single day, by the way. It's a coating, looks like paint, seals and waterproofs your house, your building, bonds completely to wood. You know the way you bond to me every morning on the radio? I'm just saying. No, really, Rhino Shield bond. I'm sorry, my silly mood is Friday. But I got to tell you about Rhino Shield because I love it. Because my house, I don't have to paint it. I don't have to worry about it. You know, I mean, how many times I tell you I got to do this on the house, that on the house. And having a home is so difficult. Once you take care of your business or your home with Rhino Shield and you have Susan Rhino Shield your house, you don't have to worry about it for like what? 25 years? Yes. Will not crack, chip, peel, or mold for 25 years. I keep telling Susan, make that for my face. I need something to put that for my face so I don't crack, chip, peel, or mold for 25 years. Even when I'm dead, my face will look great. You know what? Honestly, when Susan came out, we had the best time. And when we rhino shielded the house, the kids picked the color. We all got together. One person comes out to your house. You won't even know they're there. And they'll just email you an estimate. And you can get a graphic of your house in any color that you want. Really. And it bonds completely to wood, brick, stucco, aluminum, vinyl, or block. You know? And this, too. Susan offering no payments, okay? No interest financing for an entire year. Please call for an estimate today. Susan is spectacular. I got to tell you, she's an independent businesswoman, the only gal that represents Rhino Shield throughout the whole country, and she's doing so well. But you're going to love her because she gets it. She's got a good design eye, too, because what do I know? What do I know? Did I know to put butternut? I didn't even know butternut was a color. She said you should butternut the deck because we Rhino Shielded the deck as well. Call Susan. She's standing by for you. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Ben Shapiro. Coming up at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 844. Let me go to Heidi. I've been holding for a while. Heidi, sorry about that. Great of you to call. What is on your mind this morning?
Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, indeed.
Hi, can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear, Heidi.
Okay. I hate to, like, put a spin on this vaccine thing because I'm really on the fence, and I know you seem to be on the fence about it, too. You're so funny. My doctor told me, absolutely do not take this shot. No. So I had cancer 5 years ago, and I, you know, everybody at my job's been getting it. My boss is kind of pushing me to get it. She had cancer, too. She just had two of her shots.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm kind of, like, nervous about it. And my doctor said, absolutely do not take this vaccine. I said, really? He said, they are pushing this vaccine on everybody and using us as guinea pigs. He said, it takes 5 years to have long-term effects on these shots. He said, everybody's panicking and the government is pushing it because, you know, we want herd immunity and I get all that. But he said, let me tell you, he said, you get it now in 5 years. You don't know. People could be dropping like flies.
Oh,
and
said, oh my,
you know,
yeah.
And that doctor that you just had on, I think she's great. I've been listening to you, and she sounds like she really knows her stuff. But
yeah, she's great.
You really
yeah.
listen to what she's saying.
Yeah.
She said about this J&J shot, it could possibly be safe, possibly this, possibly that. They really don't know. So I feel like, you know, the people that really feel strongly about getting the shot get it. But if you're on the fence, I would wait it out because the summer's coming, and I think, you know, we're coming towards herd immunity.
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
you wear your mask, wash your hands. You know, I'm just, and my daughter's 18 and she's in nursing school. And mm-hmm. he said, absolutely do not have her get that shot.
Oh,
he said,
geez.
Do not have these young kids get this shot.
Wow.
And last thing, I know I'm taking your time. I have another girl I work with.
Yeah.
She told me, her doctor said the same thing. He said, do not get the shot. Wait till at least 100 million people get it.
Wow.
And one of her girlfriend's best friends got it and she's paralyzed. And she's 25 years old.
Yo, my
so,
Lord.
I don't know. I would do your research because I know you're a little hypochondriac as well as I am.
Yeah, I do. I worry about it. Heidi, thank you. I think a lot of people feel
can
like
I
you do.
One last thing.
Yes,
one last
please.
Thing
sure.
on another subject. What do you think about Trump and the CPAC? I'm kind of excited about it. What do you think?
Yeah. I think it's going to be great. And Heidi, thank you for calling. And I have the line for Donald Trump. I'm going to say it 1,000 times because sometimes if you say it enough on the radio, people will listen. And this comes from my priest, Father Mike. It's not my idea. He texted me this morning. Donald Trump's got to step up there and he's got to have a picture of the Capitol with a fence around the Capitol with the barbed wire on top of the fence. And the words that should come out of the mouth of former President Donald Trump, he should say, Mr. Biden, tear down this wall. That's all I want to see. Come on. Hey, that's from my priest. It's great. Hey, I have to, as a responsible broadcaster, at least I try to be, I will take the shot. And like my mom said, and it was so sweet, she goes, I just want to see my grandkids again. I want to see my kids again, because we're being very, very careful. And I think it's best you take the shot. That's what I think, and I'm a hypochondriac. So I will, and I try to keep myself very healthy. So I will take the shot. But a lot of people feel like Heidi does. They're afraid to take it. They don't have enough availability on the information about it. But when I hear Dr. Radcliffe say, take the shot, and I hear Dr. Sapphire, we talk to a lot of doctors that come on the show, you know, and they say, take the shot. I'm going to trust it. Heidi, I'm going to trust it, but I understand she's afraid to, but Al, you've had the shot. Did you get your second shot already?
No, I'm getting my second shot next week. And to be honest with you, I feel fine. I don't feel there are any issues. And the shot that I got, the Moderna one, all it is they're just teaching your RNA on how to fight the virus, so that if the virus gets into your body, your body knows. It's like a computer program, right? You get a virus, you put in this software, and it wipes the virus out. That's exactly what they're doing with the shot. So, listen, if she doesn't want to get the shot, that's her choice. But she's going to have to continue to mask and socially distance herself until we reach herd immunity. Now, does that happen by the summer? I don't know, but if it were me and I've had cancer, I'm getting the shot, man. I'm not.
Yeah, well,
you know.
I feel the same way. I just got to get it. I'm going to get it. And my mom had it. She feels fine. Debbie might be thinking like Heidi. Debbie, correct?
You're just
a little cautious, huh?
You know, I talked to my niece, who's a nurse, and she's also skeptical because we haven't had that 5 years or 10 years to really see the results on what's going to happen to people who've had it.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what makes me think.
From what I could see, though, they've gone through every possible test you can, and because of the insidious, form of this virus, the way it just I've seen it just take friends, you know, who've
yes,
had all
I
underlying
know.
Disease, and then all of a sudden they're fine, they're hanging in, then that virus hits, they're gone.
I know.
Better safe than sorry, maybe. That's what my attitude is, and mom feels great. She says so far so good, but.
Good.
I understand. I have to tell you, I'm perfectly honest with you. I understand the criticisms. Debbie is out there looking out for you on the roads. It's going to be warm. This is nice, and hopefully no ice out there. Still be careful. How are we doing this morning, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. Yeah, be careful out here as we travel around. We've got a car fire over on Nichols Road northbound at Church Street getting up through Bayport. Also, the LIE heading west at Motor Parkway here on the island getting out through Hop Hog. A collision taking a couple of lanes. New Jersey Transit delays possible on all trains into and out of New York's Penn Station because of earlier switching problems over in Secaucus. Remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered rules in effect. Let's go out to the westbound BQE. It's still closed at Queens Boulevard. An accident and a car fire still being worked on. That's what's causing the delay. And traffic is still slowing down on the eastbound BQE up by Cadman Plaza with an earlier problem cleared. Let's go to 46 East at Mount Olive Road into Mount Olive. Watch for a collision there. 18 southbound. Some icing on the ramp here at George Street getting into New Brunswick. So watch out for that as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970 The Answer.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Sean, tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. I had said to him, let me do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall?
10.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Get yourself educated and get protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575.
This week at Macy's, get an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Stay on trend and get 25% off women's shoes for any weather. And refresh your space with select Charter Club bedding and bath essentials 50% off. Or find specials like coats for him and her 60 to 65% off. And Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Joe on the radio, Mike Gallagher's coming up. Hey, Mike Gallagher knows about Relief Factor. Oh, yes. He like me, I'm a disciple of Relief Factor, as Larry Elder and Dr. Gorka, you know. We believe in this. We believe in this because it works. You go to ReliefFactor.com. Let me give you the number off the bat, if I may. 800-500-8384. And I know you hear me talking about this all the time. You got to try it. It's 100% drug-free. And like tell you about these different people, thousands of people. They write and they email and they call Relief Factor. They talk to Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners, and they say, I'm out of pain. I'm out of pain. And what happened with me, it was so cool. The pain just slowly dissipates. So you know what, you're doing something that you used to do and you're used to like kind of giving into your knee or your shoulder or something and just giving you're favoring one side of your body, and all of a sudden you realize, wait, I don't have the pain there. That's the way it happened for me with Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. And if you're skeptical, Pete and Seth came up with the concept of, actually it was Seth's idea, the three-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95. It's less than $20 to see if it will work for you. 100% drug-free will make you 100% pain-free, I think, because it works for me. And if it works for me, it works for you. Will you try it, please? ReliefFactor.com. This is the morning you call. 800-500-8384.
The Ben Shapiro Show. Weekdays at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is a great broadcaster, a compassionate conservative. He comes up at 10:05, just ripping it up on the airwaves lately. Mike, welcome to the program.
Good nice morning. Of you I saw you. I was in the studio yesterday. Yep. You were on with somebody on Fox News. I got all excited. Yeah. I got distracted. I was trying to do my radio show, and I said, there's Joe up on this big screen. Great job.
Dana and Bill, you know what? They were great, and we had just a nice chat. We're just trying to be nice about it. And then we talked about earlier, Mike, before we find out what you're doing on your show, Dana Perino was talking to, after this cash bail nonsense of letting criminals out on the street, she had a story about a mother. Oh, did you see that? You see Dana, she broke down on camera. Yeah, oh, you wanted to hug her. I wanted to hug her. She was, moving, you know.
And let me share with you that Dana Perino is one of my favorites on Fox News, and I'm excited because we're going to get together. We're going to have her on in a couple of weeks because she's got a book coming out. And so she's on a book tour. But, man, that was such a moment, a great TV. And you talk about a compassionate conservative. I like her so much, and I've always been a big fan of her work. My heart went out to her. How about poor Lady Gaga and the dogs? I mean, that guy
that was
her dog walker.
What was that?
Her dog walker is walking her three beloved French bulldogs. But French bulldogs, evidently, Joe, are getting stolen around the country because they're valuable and they're real popular. This poor guy gets shot 4 times in the chest. Jesus. He gets shot. He's trying to save the dogs. The bad guy stole 2 of Lady Gaga's dogs, drives away with them. One of the dogs stayed with the guy that was shot. He's trying to hold on to the dog. Lady Gaga is now offering a $500,000 reward. Yeah, no questions asked, but it's a bad story. It's horrible.
You know what? Man. Thank you for bringing it up, Mike. I love you. You're so thorough in everything you do, Mike Gallagher. You really are. But and Gaga's great. She knows she's a, her family, the German
family. Joanne's. Yeah, Joanne's yeah, Is it Trattoria or Trattoria? I always get it wrong.
Well, they're affiliated with the Columbus Italian. Citizens Foundation in New York for years. Gaga, as a kid, sang there at the Columbus Day Parade.
Yeah.
She's really a sweetheart. And
her family, great New Yorkers. Yeah.
But what's this, L.A.? This is L.A., another city gone down the
West
tubes,
Hollywood.
I guess.
Yep. I mean, just random crime. I hate to always partisan, but you know, you got Democrat leadership in some of these cities where it's
just saying, like the
Wild West. I'm just saying, you're right,
Mike,
Joe.
We'll be listening,
meanwhile,
Mike.
President Trump Sunday at CPAC. Here we go. Are you ready?
Ready for the ride? It's going to be great. It's going to be great Sunday. Mike, we'll be listening at 10:05 on AM 970.
Have a great
answer.
Weekend, my friend.
We love
Take
you,
care.
Man. Thank you. He's the best. Yeah, good guy. Hey, Joe Lumberg, how we doing weather-wise? We got a warm day, warm weekend, a little rain, you're saying.
It's going to be a rainy weekend. It looks like there'll be some rain that moves in around daybreak tomorrow. Maybe a little snow very briefly mixed in. And then it's rain the rest of the day, ending in the afternoon near 50. Rain again on Sunday. Temperatures in the 40s. We dry it out on Monday.
Well done, Joe Lumberg. Darren Porcher, Dr. Porcher, will join us. And we are coming right back at you. Don't go away.